If you are bidding on a central government tender this year, social value is no longer just a tiebreaker. It is a mandatory gateway. Since the Cabinet Office introduced Procurement Policy Note 0620, social value carries a minimum 10% weighting in all central government tenders. For small and medium-sized businesses, this shift can feel like a structural disadvantage. Competing against enterprise suppliers with dedicated corporate social responsibility teams, polished reporting dashboards, and national charity partnerships is daunting when your focus is on delivering the core contract. But the social value model is specifically designed to evaluate local impact, proportionality, and genuine commitment. These are areas where SMBs naturally excel. Public sector buyers do not want generic CSR brochures. They want contract-specific, measurable outcomes that benefit the communities they serve. SMBs that employ locally, use regional supply chains, and can adapt quickly are uniquely positioned to score high marks. In this episode, we will break down the mechanics of social value scoring and provide a practical framework for SMBs to build winning responses without inflating overheads. Let us start with the regulatory framework. The Public Services Social Value Act 2012 introduced the concept, but it only required buyers to consider social value. PPN 0620 changed the calculus by mandating a minimum 10% weighting. Now, with the Procurement Act 2023 coming into force, the framework is evolving again. PPN 002, published in February 2025 and mandatory from October 2025, updates the model to align with the government's new National Procurement Policy Statement. The core mechanics remain the same, but the language has shifted from themes to missions, and the evaluation framework now demands a higher standard of specificity from suppliers. Crucially, under PPN 002, social value commitments are expected to be managed as key performance indicators throughout the life of the contract. The era of making aspirational promises at bid stage and then quietly forgetting them is over. So how does the social value model actually work? It is a menu of approved outcomes that contribute to the delivery of the government's missions. When a contracting authority issues a tender, they select the outcomes most relevant to the subject matter of the contract. For SMBs, understanding this hierarchy is critical. You are not evaluated on your company's overall goodness. You are evaluated on how well your proposed method statement addresses the specific model award criteria selected by the buyer. The 8 policy outcomes under PPN 002 are organized under 5 government missions. In facilities management and construction tenders, outcome 1, fair work, is almost universally selected given the labor-intensive nature of these contracts. In professional services tenders, outcomes 2, skills for growth, and 7, pipeline of opportunities, tend to feature prominently. Outcome 4, sustainable procurement, is increasingly selected across all sectors as authorities seek to demonstrate progress against their own net zero commitments. Under PPN 002, buyers use a standardized model question. It asks bidders to provide a method statement and project plan detailing the specific, measurable, and time-bound commitments they will make to deliver the selected policy outcome. The evaluation guidance instructs assessors to look for 5 key elements in every response. First, a SMART commitment, which is the minimum requirement to score any points. Second, a specific nominated target cohort and a description of how you will reach them. Third, influence activities such as how you will engage staff or suppliers. Fourth, a timed project plan with milestones and metrics. And fifth, transparency plans detailing what you will publish and where. Social value is assessed qualitatively, not quantitatively. If you promise to hire 50 apprentices but provide a weak delivery plan, you will score lower than an SMB that promises to hire 2 apprentices and provides a robust, credible, and fully costed method statement. Evaluators typically use a tiered scoring band from 0 to 4 or 0 to 5. A score of 3, which is considered good, requires a SMART commitment, clear delivery plan, named accountability, and relevant metrics. A score of 4, or excellent, requires all of that plus a detailed project plan, cohort identification, influence activities, and transparency commitments. A critical concept in this evaluation is additionality. The social value offered must be over and above the core deliverables of the contract. If you are bidding for a training contract, the training you deliver to the client is the core service. The social value might be how you recruit and upskill the staff delivering that training. Evaluators are trained to disregard generic corporate policies and challenge any commitment that simply relabels what you are already being paid to do. You do not need a dedicated CSR department to score top marks. Before writing a single word of your method statement, conduct an honest audit of your current operations. Do you hire staff from the local area? Do you pay above the national minimum wage? Do you use local suppliers? Do you offer apprenticeships? Your everyday operations are the foundation of your social value offer. The task is to articulate existing practices in the language of the model and identify one or two genuinely additional commitments that are proportionate to the contract. Do not attempt to solve every societal issue in a single tender response. If the contract is worth £150,000, promising to establish a community training center is not credible and will be scored down. Select one or two highly relevant commitments and detail exactly how you will achieve them. A useful test is to ask yourself, if the contract were canceled tomorrow, would your proposed social value activity still happen? If the answer is yes, it is probably not additionality. As an SMB, your geographic specificity is a competitive advantage. Name the specific local colleges you will partner with for apprenticeships. Name the local Job Center Plus you will advertise through. This level of specificity is exactly what evaluators are looking for, and it is something a national competitor bidding from a head office cannot easily replicate. Treat your social value method statement like a technical delivery plan, not a value statement. Assign a named individual in your operations team to own the delivery. This demonstrates that social value is integrated into your service management. Let us look at a worked example for a facilities management contract. Imagine a £500,000 per annum cleaning and security contract for a local government building in the West Midlands. The buyer has selected outcome 1, fair work. A weak response might say, "We are committed to fair work, we are an equal opportunities employer, and we offer training to all our cleaners." This fails on every criterion. It has no smart commitment, no target cohort, and no metrics. A strong response would say, to deliver the fair work outcome, we commit to the following specific initiatives. Accountability sits with our regional operations manager. Commitment 1, fair pay. All 15 roles deployed on this contract will be paid at or above the real living wage, implemented on day 1 and audited monthly. We will report quarterly using standard reporting metric 1CII. Commitment 2, in-work progression. We will provide 120 person hours of upskilling training per year, focusing on SIA door supervisor licensing and BICS level 2 qualifications. The target cohort is entry-level staff in their first 12 months. Training will be delivered by a named local training provider in Q2 and Q3. We will track progress using standard reporting metric 1DI. This level of operational credibility is what converts social value into tender scores. There are common mistakes that cost SMBs marks. Copy-pasting generic CSR policies is the most frequent. Evaluators will immediately spot boilerplate text. Every response must be written from scratch for the specific procurement. Another mistake is confusing core deliverables with social value. Promising outcomes without a delivery mechanism will also score nothing. A commitment to create 10 apprenticeships is meaningless without explaining how you will recruit them and manage their training. Ignoring the standard reporting metrics is another error. PPN 002 provides specific metrics for each outcome. Using them makes it easy for the evaluator to score your bid. Finally, overpromising to win the bid is dangerous. Social value commitments are increasingly written into the final contract as KPIs. Failing to deliver them can lead to financial penalties and a poor performance record visible to future buyers. Let us answer a few common questions. Do you need external accreditations like the Living Wage Employer Mark to score well? No. Accreditations are excellent shorthand for your culture, but evaluators score the commitments you make for the specific contract, not your badge collection. How much should you spend on delivering social value? There is no fixed financial rule, but commitments must be proportionate to the contract value. Focus on high-impact, low-cost initiatives like targeted local recruitment or volunteering hours. What happens if you win but cannot deliver the social value promised? These are contractual obligations. Failure to deliver will be managed through standard contract performance mechanisms and can result in penalties. Can you use the same social value response for every tender? Absolutely not. The response must be tailored to the specific outcomes selected by the buyer, the demographics of the local area, and the scale of the contract. Does social value apply to framework call-offs?
Yes.
Under PPN 002, it should be evaluated at both the framework award stage and the call-off stage. That wraps up our breakdown of the social value model for SMBs. The key takeaway is that specificity, measurability, and operational credibility are your best assets. You do not need a CSR team to win, you just need a well-structured plan that you can actually deliver. For more detail, including the full scoring matrices and reporting metrics, check out the written guide on our website. And remember, Bidwell is the platform that automates this work, helping you build winning responses efficiently. Thanks for listening.